What up, though? What up, though? Welcome to the Dollar Show. Trying to get some of my people to join in. What up, all my people? Today we talking about support. Support who support you. Even if it's a little thing, you know. You want to support your people as much as possible. That's the problem with most of us today. We don't support each other enough. And then wonder why things not getting accomplished. You know, it may take one man to build something. It might take him 10 years to do. And if the team is in place like it's supposed to be, it might only take a year to do. So it's about supporting who supports you. What's up, my people? Everybody that's joining in. What's good, though? What up, though, Brandon? South Lion in the house. What up, though? What up, though? What up, though, Ant Dog? Righteous for sure. What up, my people? What up, cuz Nicole? What up, all my anchor listeners and stuff, all my people out there? I want to just say, you know, support your people. It's all about supporting each other and helping one another grow to another, get to another plateau. Everybody want to advance, everybody want to do better. You know, everybody want to, you know, get things accomplished and do things to better themselves. You know, so I just want to tell all my people, like, you know, just do a little bit to support your people. All my people out there, you know, that's trying to get a business and stuff going. Or, you know, you trying to get your spot going, you know, you got a restaurant or something like that, and you know your people got a restaurant, support them, and then you'll get that support back. I try to support my people as much as possible because that's just what I do, you know, in all shapes and forms. It don't matter what it is, you know, whether it's sharing or, you know, spending money with them, advertising, wearing a shirt, wearing a hat. You know, word of mouth saying, you know, go check out my people. You know, they got this and that going on. You know, they got good food, and they got some quality clothing. You know, it's all about supporting each other, man. And the more we do that, the further we'll get. It's, you know, we got, you know, billions of dollars in spending power, but yet we still don't get it in the neighborhoods, in the communities that we live in. And it's a sad thing. We need to put, you know, empower our own people before we empower all these big names. Like, people are quick to go and spend on Gucci and Louis and all that just to say they got that, and spend, you know, $500 on a pair of shoes. And you won't even spend $50 with your people that might have some good quality clothing and stuff like that from somebody that you know personally. So, you know, we want people to get to that point to where they are held at a high standard, you know. Look at what Sean John did, you know. The dollar gets spreads around a lot more. What up to my anchor people? You tune into the Dollar Show, the Plug Radio Show, LA. I'm your host, Wavy Davy Walker, dad of the podcast. You know, we in here talking about support. Shout out to all my other people that's on live, Facebook Live with me. I appreciate anybody that tunes in and check it out. You can also check out the episodes and stuff later. And let me know what you think. I always want to hear comments and constructive criticism on what we need for the show on moving forward. My thing about support is, you know, every little bit counts, you know, and if you see somebody supporting you, You want to recognize that. Recognize them, those people that do support, and acknowledge them and tell them thank you. So I want to say thank you for all my people that's tuned in right now, listening. You can be doing any other thing, but my job in life, I believe God gave me, is to spread love, spread support, and make sure that each one teach one. So with knowledge becomes power. And the whole thing is, you know, a lot of us don't understand that everybody wants to hold the knowledge and stuff to themselves. So, you know, if you're the only smart person in the room and you're not sharing the knowledge and stuff, you can't even have a real conversation with nobody because you're the only one with the knowledge. So you want somebody to speak on the same level as you. You want an intelligent person to talk to. So, you know, you want to share the knowledge and stuff and how to get the wealth. The problem is, you know, I see it, you know, coming from my city that, you know, everybody wants to be the man. Everybody wants to just be on top and don't want to share on how they're getting the wealth. You know, you should want somebody to get the wealth with you in case something happens with you. They can carry on the legacy that you both helped create instead of just one person, the weight being on that one person's shoulder. You know, you should be able to spread it out a little bit, and the weight should be distributed evenly. So that way, it's an easier load for everybody, and it's not as hard. And things won't take as long to get accomplished as, you know, it is by just one person, you know. That's the whole reason why they came up with the factory, you know. When you get a factory and you got a line of people, You getting production and stuff out faster. You getting it to more people. You can get a better quality of work because people are not as tired. They're not as, you know, worn out, you know, and everybody gets a piece of the pie. So when, you know, at the end of the year and all the work is done, the profit sharings come in. So, you know, everybody gets a big check and stuff at the end of the year. You get the bonuses at the end of the year and stuff because you didn't put all the work in and everybody worked together as one to accomplish a big goal so everybody eats. That's the whole thing. Everybody got to eat, B. If you got a team with you and the people, the small people is not getting nothing and they're not getting paid, how long do you expect something to last and to be real good when they feel that they not worth anything? They're not worth nothing. They're not getting anything out of anything. So you want to work your people and have your people working and stuff, and they don't get any type of benefits, or there's no type of benefits or nothing at the end. It's never going to work because, you know, people want something for their time. That's expected. We all should get paid for some type of services and stuff like that, or at least know that it's a goal being worked towards. If it's no goal that's being worked towards, then what's the point of even doing stuff anyway? You know, you're just wasting your time. And I'm a person that I value my time and stuff, so I'm going to put my time where it's value at. And I do so many things. I wear many hats, you know. I got on my Detroit hat or whatever, but I have on a hard hat tomorrow. I have on a dive the next day going to a business meeting. And then I have on a swim cap, you know, being real wavy, getting to the water and shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's different things that I do throughout the day and throughout the week and different type of people that I deal with. And one thing I've learned with dealing with all the people is everybody wants something, end goal. Everybody wants to accomplish something and be better and greater at life. Everybody wants to be more productive. They want to be felt valued. You know, if you got a company and you're running a company, you must make your people feel that they're valued. And if you got partners, you know, make sure that they feel appreciated and stuff, too, for all the work and stuff that they do. You know, I find myself supporting and stuff so many people. And I don't even expect a lot back or whatever, because I just do it because I think that's the thing to do. And if everybody did more of it, the world would be a better place. And I'm not the type of person that just do stuff to expect something back, you know. I believe if you put good things out, good things come back. That's just the natural order of things. It's called karma. And if you put bad things out, then bad things come back. So, you know, people got to put that in perspective and take heed to that. So I always, my intentions are always good and great to help others out, no matter what it is. If I see somebody struggling with anything, I try to make sure that I can help them or point them in the right direction of people that I know that can help. And, you know, maybe they can get something accomplished, whether it got to do with me or not, you know. So, you know, later on down the line, I might need some help in a certain situation, and they might be in a better position, and they might be able to give me that push along that I need, no matter what it is. It could be from books, or it could be from, you know, getting a good food or liquor distributor. So just try to help people out. If you have resources, use them. I think a lot of us don't even utilize the resources and stuff that we have enough, and we wonder why we're not getting ahead. If you know a lot of people that have different resources and things going on, use them and try to share them. I try to share as much as I can with people that I know are going to be serious about business, and they're not going to just use that and be one time. I'm not a one time person. Like, if I say I'm down with something, I'm down with something, and that means for life. Like, I do something unless I get fucked over some kind of way, or I feel that it's just, you know, something bad, or where somebody got hurt or something like that, hurt on the job or anything like that, then, you know, I'm going to continue to work with everybody that I can. The name of my first album is called Defects. Don't fuck up any connects. And that's the shit I live by, you know. And I show that. I improve it. I'm not sometimey at all. I got a lot of shit to do, but I still make time to promote and push, you know, all the different type of brands and stuff that I'm affiliated with. And I do that dealing with hospital stuff, hurt and pains, plus family life, just finished school and stuff like that. So, you know, I know what I put in or whatever, and nobody can tell me different on what I do or whatever. So I sleep good at night because I know I'm a person that tries to help other people get to a higher position, whether they know it or not. And the whole thing is, it's about support back. So support who supports you. You know, if people not supporting you, and they're not even doing anything, like, I know I go above and beyond supporting people all the time. And it's just like, you know, people don't even say, thank you, I appreciate that, or whatever. 9 times out of 10, if they don't got shit going on, it's about what else can you do more. And that's the fucked up thing about it. They don't even thank you for the small things that you do, and you don't even get recognized for the things that you getting. It's just about what else can you do for me? What more shit can you do for me? You know, everybody got their hand out. They got their hand out so much it's starting to look like cups, you know. And I ain't with the begging shit or nothing, because I'll pay my dues. And I work hard to get where I'm at, and I try to keep a close, tight-knit people around me. And if you got good people and stuff around you, and people that like-minded, and y'all on the same type of level, then things could be great and things would grow bigger. It's all about helping each other to get to a better place, because if I'm good, you good. If you good, I'm good, you know. That's just how it go. The team is what makes it work. Teamwork make the dream work. And I push that all the time, because I see a lot of teams winning. I'm a part of a few teams that win constantly, because the work and stuff is there. The support and stuff is there. It's not just said, it's done. So, you know, for all my people that's trying to do something and accomplish things in life, you know, surround yourself with people that think like you and on the same level and stuff as you or better. You know, people that's doing more than what you're doing and that can help you uplift you to a bigger place so you can help other people that's not on the same level that you at, that's trying to get to a better place. You can help the people that's trying to get to the level where you're at, and you can help